Do you ever wonder how much of you has materialized? Like, if what F. Scott Fitzgerald says is true and our lives are defined by opportunity, even the ones we miss, then how much remains in the ether? And I don't think it's about playing a game of what if. You know, that would be endless. It would be self-defeating. No one's perfect. I don't even really think it's about making a right turn instead of a left. Because as long as you're moving, and moving with conviction, life ultimately brings you where you need to be. But more, my concern is the steps never brought to pavement. My ideas unhatched, my opportunities I either knowingly or unknowingly left on the shelf. Because it didn't seem real enough. Like a Broadway play between my ears, that as a spectator I knew would end. After all, that's what stories do. How much of ourselves have we cast aside as simply the things we don't say out loud? At first, it's infinite. We've yet to be taught to limit because limits aren't things, they're ideas, and ideas must be adopted. That's why they say some of life's best things were done by people too ignorant to know they were impossible, too naive of the notion that they couldn't say them out loud. Then it's comparison. They have what I want, but it was meant for them and not me. How delusional to think I could have it. How crazy to think that life has yet to be written, and I am an author. My date is with normalcy in the box where I keep those things we don't say out loud. And then we look around and we see highlight reels. We see awards and vacations and smiles, but we don't stop to think maybe they're just like me. Maybe they're people who struggle and question themselves and doubt the road ahead. No, it must be the paths diverged. They took happiness and I took those things we don't say out loud. And then there's everyday life when things don't go as planned. When the world presents curveballs and you haven't learned to hit off speed, so you feel small and you feel inadequate and ill-equipped, and you could reach out, but that's not cool, that's not right, that's something that you don't say out loud, but we keep it in, like all in, and eventually it becomes the if-onlys and I wish I hads. It's the quiet envy gazing longingly towards those who just cared less, who realized maybe life's not as serious as we make it out to be, who turn thoughts to things, not by burying, but by embodying them. And maybe that's the trick, to unlock the gate, keeping your perceived reality from the possibility of a new one, the one you could create if only you promoted your fleeting thoughts to forward progress. See, dreams can fail to come to fruition in two places, in your head and outside of it. But at least outside, it has a chance. At least outside, you can take the common, normal, everyday background and make it the backdrop to your movie, where you play a lead role. But it must be accepted and acknowledged, not thought of or even whispered, but screamed, so that the details and the trivialities that exist now work for you. That's right, they are now yours. Not because you thought about it, but because you reached out a hand and you took. You asked the world for something. And in life, it will always be true that you don't get what you do not ask for. So when you find yourself staring up a wall comprised of self-defeating narratives and manufactured limits, be ignorant, be irrational, be the reason your dreams have a chance. And when you look around and you see more and wonder why you don't have it, know that you can. You're allowed to. If you sacrifice, you will. But you must believe you are worthy of it. Not in the back of your head where you keep your locker combo and movie quotes, but in reality, where words bounce off lips. And when you feel like life is treating you unfairly, like they're happier or have it better, know that life is peaks and valleys, not just for you, but for everyone. And how you internalize that and carry on makes the difference. And when you feel lost or stuck, you are not hopeless, but in progress. Being broken down so that you can be reconstructed, stronger, better. Victory is not in hiding those struggles, but accepting them as the difference, as the reason you created the miraculous. Not because you had dreams, but because you said them out loud. Thank you. to be stuck. Those moments in time where the world we've anticipated, the one that we've hoped for, well, it's not quite matching up with the one we're looking at. Those times where you stop and think, aren't I supposed to get out what I put in? Isn't the point of planning to have some type of control, some semblance of authority over the outcome? How do I get those worlds to align? I've been thinking a lot about how paradoxical life is, how what we fear is often the exact same thing we need most. How what we're terrified of is where we find our courage, it's where we become more. How when we look ourselves in the mirror and have no clue at that moment in time who the hell is looking back, well, that moment is when it all begins. Bingo. Here's what I think. I think being stuck is the blessing that we didn't know we needed, because at that moment in time, it begs us to be what we're not. It opens the curtain and unveils something that's so necessary, so imperative, yet so overlooked. Here's what the last decade of my life has taught me. It's taught me that until your back is against the wall, until you're up to your neck in regrets, in I wish, in opportunities passed by, until you realize that your reality is a fraction, a microcosm of your potential, you're not living. Because once you find that realization, well, that is when the magic happens. That's when we become who we might be. See, anyone can dance when the music is playing, but this moment, this is a special one. This is when you dance to silence. This is when you compose. I want to share with you an idea, a concept that's gotten me through the worst times. It's gotten me through times where I felt like I had nothing left, where I felt lost, unsure, underappreciated, where I felt like this world had absolutely nothing out there for me, that I was going to be a statistic, another dude who tried, failed, and quit. It's this. It's that you are always one decision, one move, one step away from a totally different life. Not sometimes or during the best of times, but always. And I'm not talking about the home run ball. I mean, sure, those are great, but they're shooting stars, the anomaly. I'm talking about getting on base. I'm talking about, one, believing there's a journey out there, that it's possible, and two, that you are worthy of that pursuit. Can you do one thing that makes you, even for a moment of time?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Time, remember who you are. Feel the power, the contentment, the adrenaline of momentum. See, the road to redemption is always a light switch away. We just have to remember to reach for it. I love the idea that darkness is a temporary state. It's in its definition. Darkness is nothing more than an absence of light, calling on us to come in and be that flicker, that spark that changes the dynamic of everything. No miracle, no monumental situation, just a spark that grows and grows and becomes the wildfire that changes your reality. The same one that's existed in your soul the entire time. You're not stuck. You're simply starting. Yesterday might have been brutal. It might have been life-changing. It might have been so exhausting that it's hard to look back and even comprehend. But when that storm passes, and they all do, they leave us renewed. Sometimes learning we can survive is the best gift we receive. Because guess what? Life threw everything but the kitchen sink at you, and you're still here, still standing, a little wiser. A little braver, a little stronger, a little better prepared for whatever comes next. Not defined by the storm, but what you do in its wake, what you build with the pieces. Listen, today is yours. All you have to do is decide to reach out and make it so. What is the complex but an accumulation of that which is simple? What are big things if not just a multitude of little things? There's comfort in the understanding that all we have in life, all there is simplicity, easy to understand pieces. It's just that sometimes we stack them so high that they start to take a new shape. But like Greg McKeown references in his book Essentialism, the power isn't always in acquiring answers. You already have them. They're in front of you. The power is in cutting away the things that don't need to be there. Removing all that stands between you and your ideal existence. And I think that's one of life's great misunderstandings. We don't need to find more. We need to remove that excess until we're face to face with what matters. And to adopt this principle, it's nothing short of liberating. Chaos, confusion, disorder, they don't imply that you lack the right things. They suggest you haven't stripped life of the wrong things. You have not simplified. 1,000 miles is intimidating when you look at it holistically. It's a long journey. But it's just a collection of steps, and well, shouldn't we find solace in the fact that anyone can take one step? It's not a game of complexity. It's a game of understanding what's in front of you. And what's in front of you is always manageable. So much of our stress stems from forgetting what that journey is made of. Whether it's a change in career, mastery of an art, some kind of personal transformation, the result we want, when looking at it from the starting line, it's too complex to understand, too many pieces stacked up. So let's break it down. Let's find the foundation. What's really there? What are the 1, 2, 3 things we need to do? What is that golden question? What matters? If you lose sight of that, then you will stumble through life. I've learned this. I've lived it. The time I take to myself every day is invaluable to me because I ask myself those 2 questions. What matters? And what are the simple steps I need to take? Right? What can I remove? I was talking about this during an interview this week, my personal growth. And one of the most important aspects has been the understanding and the zeroing in on what's important. I used to take so much pride in composing the background music to these speeches, end to end. And I used to love to be able to say I did it all. That was, so I thought, the great differentiator. But ultimately, I learned to take a step back and ask, what matters here? What do you care about? It's the storytelling that I love. It's the impact. And let's be real. No one cares who wrote the background music. It's holistically, how does the peace make you feel, right? And this understanding allowed me to cut away, license the music, save 2 days a week, acquire clarity, and realize my goal is not to be Mozart. My journey is to be one of the great communicators, storytellers of our time. And if a day goes by where I'm not taking a little step towards that, it's the wrong move. Small example in the grand scheme of things, but right on point. It's the power in understanding what matters that makes a difference, that allows you to grow, evolve. And I'm confident that this not only applies to long-term pursuits, but also our challenging times, the dark moments, the periods of uncertainty and discontent. Same concept. Where do you want to be? And how do you get there? What's the simple thing you can do to close that gap? Because you are never helpless. You can always do something. And my friends, those little somethings ultimately evolve into everything. And when we put our phone away, step beyond the noise, spend time with ourselves, we can see how much of life is running in place. Stacking and stacking pieces that aren't even part of the masterpiece we're trying to assemble. If you want answers, start with the understanding that they're buried under mountains of things you don't need. So cut away. Cut away the people and places and things that convolute your story. Cut away the exhaustion of time that provides no value in return. Cut away the thoughts that make life more complex than your journey from where you are to where you'd like to be. As you stand right now, you have everything you need, and there's nothing greater than that, nothing more powerful than that understanding. So why not step outside the complexity that you've manufactured, that you're living in, into a world of clarity, simplicity? Capture what matters.